such an institution of Kriyas HaTorah on the level of Deraisa. Where do you have Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa? So they could have said Hakel, but they don't say that. So Tosfos says Parsha Zohar. And then other Rishonim say perhaps Parshas Parah is also Deraisa. So the Ramban HaChumash comments on the Psukim in V'eschana, V'haydaita Lahem Esadercha, V'haydaita L'vanecha V'levnei Banecha Yama She'amarta V'tnei Hashem Elokecha B'chorev. Ramban understands that the lane Parshas Maimer Har Sinai is a mitzvah min HaTorah, probably like Parsha Zohar. Once a year, every year, you have to lane Parsha Zohar. That's the suffix in the Sefer HaChinuch, whether Parsha Zohar is Deraisa once a year, every year, or once in a lifetime, or once every few years. So we usually assume it's once a year, every year, because the Shir Shikchaz Yud Beis Chodesh, the Gemara says, in Eilat Metzias. So here also the Ramban would say that the lane Parshas Maimon HaSina is a mitzvah min HaTorah, perhaps even once a year, every year. So we do it three times a year. We learn Parshas Yisro, then we learn Parshas Vayeschal, and then on Shavuos we learn about Maimon HaSina. But the Balkari has to know, the Balkari Nitzibur have to know that such a mitzvah exists. Even if the old mitzvah is ain't Tzviches Kavana, that's only if the person knows that the mitzvah exists. If he doesn't know there's such a mitzvah, so it's like Kavana Shalola, it says. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Ramban. That is correct. One or two. Magen Avraham quotes it. Magen Avraham quotes the Ramban.
And the Ramban quotes like Parah, and I should have Kavanah with Miriam. I should be safe with Miriam.
Yeah, but I think the Magen Avraham quotes this Ramban also from the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Maimon HaSinai is also a Kriya Deraisa, according to the Ramban. This is a Kriya Deraisa. V'hidaitem levanecha v'levnei vanecha. The Rambam lists off the 13 Ikari Hamuna. So one of the Ikari Hamuna is that we believe in Nevuah. There are those who philosophically, logically think that it's impossible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is infinite, to communicate with man who is finite. So they thinking in abstract that it's impossible to have such a thing as Nevuah, but we know that it's not true. We know that we experienced Nevuah. We had Nevi'im in the past. We were all Nevi'im. Maimon HaSinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to all of us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. All of B'nai Yisrael will see that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting a Nevuah. We will believe in Nevuah. We believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi. We believe in Nevuah. We know that Nevuah happened. We know Nevuah will happen in the future. Now they're no Nevi'im. The B'nai Yisrael was angry at B'nai Yisrael because when it came the end of the 7 years of Golas Babel, the people didn't want to come back from Babel territory. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. He said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im until Eliyahu. Nobody's going to come before Mashiach, right before Mashiach. But we know that the Nevuah did exist and it will exist in the future. And included in the Yisod of Nevuah is also the Yisod of Tefillah, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with man, we can communicate with him and he listens. We can listen when he speaks to us and he listens when we speak to him. So this is in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we say Malchus Zecheinu Shofros. And the Sefer HaIkarim, Rabbi Yosef Halba writes that the three brachas that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Musaf are basically the three Ikari Hamunah. The Rambam made it into 13 Ikari Hamunah. Rabbi Yosef Halba thinks in the Ikarim, you don't have to make it all the details. The Rambam didn't break down all the details either. We believe in an Ikar of Tefillah. So we said Tefillah is part of it, Nevuah. There are a lot of Ikarim, Bechira Chofshis. The Rambam didn't write the Ikar of Bechira Chofshis. There's so many other Ikarim that weren't mentioned. I'm not sure exactly why the Rambam decided to have the lucky number 13. There are more than 13 Ikari Hamunah. Rabban Chumash writes that one of the Ikarim is that we believe that Jewish history is Lamala Menateh, Ein Mazal Yisrael. He says, whoever doesn't believe in that, Ein Lachelik Belakei Yisrael. The whole Torah says that Jewish history is Lamala Menateh. We're not sure exactly why the Rambam picked these 13 Ikari Hamunah. It could be that he meant historically these were debated with the other Evdei Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's why, but there are more than 13 Ikari Hamunah. So Rabbi Yosef Halba says, but why do you have to make it into 13? Basically, there are three Ikari Hamunah. That we believe in God, Malchus, and we believe in Nevu and Torah Min HaShemayim, that's Shofros, and we believe in Schar V'Yonesh, reward and punishment. And Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Brachas HaKlolos. Brachas HaKlolos appears in Bechukosai. And then the Brachas HaKlolos appears again in Kisovoi. So in the end of B'chol Kaisa, it says, Ela Divri Arbis, this was proclaimed at Har Sinai. The Brachas and Klolos. Ela Chukim v'hamishpatim v'hatoros v'shenos al Hashem b'eino b'eim l'esol b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe. This was on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Brachas of Klolos, the Schar v'yonesh. Then there was another Krisis Bris in Arbis Moyov. So on occasion of that Krisis Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the second set, second Teuchecha, the Brachas of Klolos. There, we believe in Schar v'yonesh. That's what Rabbi Yosef Alba writes. Basically, the three Kori HaMunah. One is we believe in God. So one of the details is only one God, he doesn't have a body. Okay, but these are details. Basically, we believe in God, that's Malchias. Then we believe in Shofar. Shofar is me, Ata Neglesa Banan Kvedecha, Gilu Shechina, that there's such a thing as Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the Jewish people and he communicated with us and in a supernatural fashion. Maimon Hasina was L'madim Ben HaTeva and Losi Lover. We quote the Pasuk from Navi in Shofar is that when it will come, Shofar Shal Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to blow the Shofar. Just like at HaSinai, there was Kol HaShofar Chazak Miod, because there was a Gilu Shechina L'mayla Men HaTeva, so to Losi Lovoi, it's going to be Hengu Alti Eschem Achos Kiresh, it's going to be again a Gilu Shechina L'mayla Men HaTeva. So that's Shofaris. Shofaris represents Gilu Shechina, represents that there is communication between man and God, and there can be communication between God and man, there can be the other way as well. And then Zichronus says that we believe in Schar V'yonesh. Rosh Hashanah is the day on which we blow Shofar. But when we blow Shofar, it doesn't evoke a Gilu Shechina of L'mayla Men HaTeva. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that there's a din of Ein Kategen Asa Sanega, and there are two forms of Ein Kategen Asa Sanega. When you're dealing Lifnai V'Lifneim, then it's Machomer. When you're in Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Machomer. When it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then it's less Chomer, Ein Kategen Asa Sanega. What does it mean, Ein Kategen Asa Sanega? A Chefta Shal Avera cannot serve as a Chefta Shal Mitzvah. If this thing was used for an Avera, let's say a Lulav HaGozel, so the Babli calls it Mitzvah Bo Avera, and Yishalmi calls it Ein Kategen Asa Sanega. It's the same thing. A Chefta Shal Avera cannot serve Le'iman as a Chefta Shal Mitzvah. So what's the definition of a Chefta Shal Avera? So outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the definition is that this is a Lulav HaGozel. This was stolen, and this is labeled as a Kinyan Gzela on it right now, and it's labeled now as a Chefta Shal Avera. When you Lefnai V'Lefnim, so it's more sensitive, so inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so we declare that all gold in the world is a Chefta Shal Avera because of the Egel HaZov. And all Agolim in the world, Egel HaZov was a fake, it was gold. But it wasn't the gold that we're going to have, but the Kangodel's Tzitz is gold, it's not the gold from the Tzitz. But all gold in the world is labeled as a Chefta Shal Avera. And every Egel and every Shor, every Por in the world is labeled as a Chefta Shal Avera because it's the same family as the Egel HaZov. Even though the Egel HaZov didn't have any family, it wasn't a behemoth, it wasn't for real, it was a statue. So that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim U'mor Machmer. So the Gemara says a Shofar Shal Parah may not be used because Ein Kategen Asa Sanega. The Gemara says, but this Parah, this is not the Egel HaZov. The Gemara says, no, but Kivan the Zikaron Kaasi Kilifnim Dami, since Ki HaShofar is a form of Tfilas that has the Chumar like Lifnai V'Lifnim. So Rosh Hashanah is Epis, we blow Shofar, but it doesn't bring about a Gilu Shechina. Ata Neglesa Banan Kvetach doesn't bring about a Gilu Shechina like that. It brings about that you blow Shofar and the person is Lifnei Hashem. He's davening, as if he's davening in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch. So this is the Parsha Deraisa. This is according to the Ramban, this is a Kriya Sotera Deraisa, to read the Maimon Har Sinai every year, once a year, every year. The original plan was changed. That's how Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the beginning of Chamishi, Hinei nechi boi lecha ba'avi anon ba'bo yishmaha medabri imach v'gam b'cho yaminu li'olam. Baruch Shalom says, I'm going to talk to you in the presence of Bnei Yisrael. So you have to prepare for the Nevuah, and Bnei Yisrael will be bystanders. They'll be watching. We will tell our children that we saw that. We saw the Rabbanu Shalom speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. We knew that the voice Moshe Rabbeinu was emes. Then the pasuk says, "Vayagin Moshe zdibri ha'amal Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu relayed a message from Bnei Yisrael to Hashem. Doesn't say what the message was. The Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, the message was, "Vitzaneinu liris es malkeinu." We would prefer, instead of speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu in our presence, you should speak to us directly. So then, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Rashi says, "Im kein." Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, "If so, that they want me to change the plan, they want me to speak to them directly, then they have to all go to mikveh." Lecha al mikidashim hayom mach b'chipsu sim loisam. Everybody has to go to the mikveh. What do you mean? If not for the fact that the plan was changed and the dibur was directly to all of Bnei Yisrael, so they wouldn't have to go to mikveh. That's not true. The Gemara says that all the laws of Geiris are learned out from Maimon HaSinai, based on the pasuk. The Gemara increases the Avtesam and Aleph that all of Hilchas Geiris are based on Maimon HaSinai. Ma v'sechel anichnasu lebris elo. Our ancestors had Kedushas Yisrael. They had to undergo Maisa Geiris. So they had to have a bris milah. The bris milah was performed in Eretz Mitzrayim before Achilas Korban Pesach. So when you read the Chumash, you get the mistaken impression that the whole purpose of the bris milah was because kol ora lo yachol boy. In order to be allowed to eat Korban Pesach, they had to have a bris milah, and that's the whole story. So the Gemara says, no, what is that all about? Why is kol ora lo yachol boy? Because kol benecha lo yachol boy. One who's not Jewish is not allowed to eat. And even a person who's Jewish, he has to have a bris milah, because the milah is mashlim the kedushas Yisrael. If a person, let's say, has a medical condition, not allowed to have bris milah, so we assume he has an incomplete kedushas Yisrael. So the Gemara says that the bris milah that they all underwent in Mitzrayim before Achilas HaPesach was for the purpose of leading to the kedushas Yisrael. The bris milah was the first step in the geirus, and then at Har Sinai they all said nasa v'nishma. There was kabbalas on mitzvahs. That's the ABC of geirus. There's no kabbalas on mitzvahs, there's no geirus. There's some professor in Eretz Yisrael who published a book around 10 years ago that the idea that you need kabbalas on mitzvahs was introduced in the 1850s by one of the achronim. It wasn't introduced in the 1850s. That was from day number one. You need nasa v'nishma. The Gemara says that the kusim, the original conversion of the kusim in Sefer Melachim, wasn't valid because as Salahim Ayu Ovdim, they still continued to worship Abedah Zarah. There was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. Kabbalah on mitzvahs is the basis of all of Geiris. Adav Pashut like that. So the Gemara says, we learn out from Maimon HaSinai first. The beginning of the Maimon HaSinai was the Bris Milah in Eretz Mitzrayim. That was the first step for the men. That was the first step in the Geiris. Then they had kabbalas on mitzvahs. Then at the end of Mishpatim it says they brought karbonas. So every ger has to bring karbonas. And a ger shen is garb is banazel. So the Gemara raises the question, how do we accept him? There's no beis hamikdash, you don't bring any karbonas. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. You can be makabal a ger in all the generations. And the Chumash talks about the generations. The Chumash speaks about the generation where there won't be a beis hamikdash. How can it be v'chiyogaritchem ger l'darasechem? So you learn it from the pasuk that the karbonis are not miyakev. The karbonis were always miyakev a little bit, but were never fully miyakev. The Gemara says increase us on daf tes. The Gemara says that a ger who converts is Jewish, 99% Jewish, until he brings the karbon hager. Karbon hager, karbon oilo. If he can afford it, he'll bring an oilas behemah. Oilas behemah is $1,000, more than $1,000. So if he wants to, he can save money. He can bring an oilas ha'oif. But the other soif that he brings, the din usually is that preda achas may be brought. You can bring one Torah, one ben yoina. But if it's a korban that you mechuyev to bring, then the Gemara says, a korban ha'oif bishlei musa is a minimum of two. One korban is an incomplete korban. So if you want to volunteer on a dova oila soif, you can bring preda achas one bird. But a ger is mechuyev to bring, so he has to bring two oila soifs. He has to bring two oila soifs. Sometimes you bring oila soif in conjunction with the chatas behema, okay? So also the Gemara says it doesn't stand alone. The Mabit writes in the Kiryas Sefer, Achidish, and Rav Avraham Soloveitchik quotes it, he thinks that it's correct, he thinks that it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara, the way we have the Gemara in the Bavli, it says in the first Perek in Chagiga, that on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, we're all obligated, Yiroh Kol Zechurcha, all the men have to visit the Azara. And then it says, V'lo Yiroh Fanai Rekam, they're not allowed to enter the Azara without bringing an Oilas Riya. Yero oilas riyah in connection with visiting the Beis Hamikdash, you have to bring an oilas riyah. So the Gemara, the way we have it, and the Gemara says it has to be oilas behema. You're not yotze if you bring oilas oif. The Rambam writes not like the Gemara. Maybe it had a different gears, maybe it has some other source. The Rambam writes that oilas oif is good. but it doesn't give you the details how many oilas do you have to bring if you're bringing oilas oif. So the Mabit writes in the Kiryas Sefer that since this is an oilas chayva, it's not an oilas nedova, the Gemara says, whenever it's oilas chayva, you have to have a minimum of two. Pray to Akan. Akan means a nest. And that means there's more than one bird over there. You have to have a minimum of two birds in the nest. So the Briskerau quotes this from the Mabit and the Kiryas Sefer. According to the Rambam, that one can fulfill the mitzvah of oil asriya by bringing oil asoif, you would have to bring two oil asoif. So the same thing the Gemara says, a gershon is gar bizman hazeh. The gerim should all live to be mekabel. Pray Moshiach, they should all live so long. And then when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, every ger will be obligated to bring a korban. Those gerim who passed away, okay? Those who converted during the years of the galus, after the Churban HaBayis, they never had an opportunity to bring a korban. So the Gemara says, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, Bizman HaMikdash, Shalub, Bizman HaMikdash, the same thing. A gershon is gar is a 99% ger. He's missing one aspect. Kol Zman, he didn't bring the korban, oilas hager, korban oila, he's not allowed to eat korbanos. Just like you're not allowed, let's say, have a shlomim, so you can feed the shlomim to any Jewish person who's Torah. You can't feed it to a goy. So the gershon is gar is not allowed to eat shlomim, or toida, whatever. Let's say a Jew is going to bring a korban, and he invites his next-door neighbor to ger, he should go to mikveh and become tahor, and participate in eating the korban. So the Gemara says, a ger is like a mechusri kapara. Until he brings a korban, he's not fully Jewish. So that's bizman ha-migdash and bizman ha-zeh. Nothing ever changed. So this you learn from the psukim in the Chumash, that the ger needs milah, because in Mitzrayim they had milah. Then you need kabbalas on mitzvahs, they all said nasav and ishma. Then you need a korban. Then the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam Vayizrak al ha'om. How do you translate the words Vayizrak al ha'om? So the Gemara understands it literally, that he was zorik the dam on the people's bodies. So the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a tradition, Balpeh, the leka hazor beloy tefillah. Whenever you mazah something on the person has to be tovel in the mikveh before. So that's how we have established that on the occasion of Maimon Hasina, everybody had to go to mikveh. Going to mikveh is part of the gerus. If a ger is mol v'loy toval, there's a machlekes hatanai, we paskan is a goy gomer, 100% goy gomer. Mol v'loy toval, a toval v'loy mol is a goy. You have to have mila and tfila, and you have to have kabbalas on mitzvahs. Then if it's possible, you bring a carbon. If it's not possible, you don't bring the carbon. Can't bring the carbon if you'll still be alive when Mashiach comes. So you bring the carbon again when Mashiach comes. My wife had 9 babies with me. So when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, she has to bring 9 sets of carbonas for each one of the babies. Now you can't bring the carbonas. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, she'll have to bring all the 9 sets of carbonas. So the Gemara establishes that everybody needs, everybody needed tefillah in a mikveh. So what does it say in the Chumash? Oh, you want to change the plan. The original plan was, HaKadosh Baruch is going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bnei Yisrael will watch while it's going on. They would prefer to change the plan. They want the Shekhinah to speak to them directly. So then the Baruch Shalom says, Im kein, shatem askikim, you want me to speak to you directly, v'yom Hashem ha-Moshe, lech alam yikidashem ha-yom ha-mochar, they have to prepare 3 days in advance. So the 3 days in advance, for the married people, the single people don't need 3 days in advance. 3 days in advance is because the women may be polet tashich lazera. So that was changed. If you have, let's say, a ger or a giyoris wants to convert, they go to mikveh. There's no din that you need prisha shlosha yamin. If you want the dibur to be to you, then the men cannot be a balkeri, has to be beim b'yer b'reses of izia, and the women cannot only not be a, the woman can't be a paleta sheikh mazera. So that's why in Cain, they want me to give the dibur directly, so the women have to be purished from the husbands from 3 days before. But even the single people had to go to mikveh because of the geirus. That the Gemara learns, because by Yisrael kal ha'am, gemiri de leka hazor b'loy tefillah. So that's how the Gemara established all of the dinim of geirus. I learned that from Maimon HaSinai. The Chumash has an interesting lashon. Vayichan ha'om. Vayichan, how does it say? Vayichan yisol neged ha'hor in the singular. So Rashi quotes in the lashon from the Tanaim, ki ish echod b'leiv echod, that the Kabbalah Satorah was mitzarif klal Yisrael into one unit. The Gemara has in the end of Maseches Nozeh Perek Hakusim. The Mishnah says that Nochrim cannot be Mekabel Naziris. Nochrim can donate Korbonis, but they can't be Mekabel Naziris. And it's based on a Pasuk in Chumash that that only a person can be Mekabel Naziris if he belongs to a Tzibur. And the Nochrim don't belong to any Tzibur. Every Nochri is on his own. The concept of Tzibur, that everybody unites together, Ki Yish Echod B'Leiv Echod, that only applies to Bnei Yisrael. So that's what Rav Sadia Goin has an expression in Amunis Videos, that Eino Maseinu Uma Ela B'Torvasa. Rav Sadia Goin Sefer was written in Arabic, so the Hebrew translation says Eino Maseinu Uma Ela B'Torvasa. Rav Soloveitchik understood that what it meant was that other professors interpret the Rav Sadia Goin differently, whatever. Rav Soloveitchik thought that meant what it meant was what the Gemara is referring to, that the Tziruf to constitute a nation only applies to the Jewish people. We say the bracha shalom sani goy, but strictly speaking, we're the only. We're the only goy. Goy means gviya, one body. Everybody together constitutes one nation. By the Ummah Salam, there is no such concept. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that when you bench Rosh Chodesh, and the Chazan announces when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, so the meaning is the Chazan holds the Sefer Torah to demonstrate there's a tziruf of all the Klal Yisrael, Eina Moseina Uma Ela B'Torosa, Toros Mitzarefas, and then he screams out, Chaverim Kol Yisrael, all the Jewish people are Mitzarev together, and this gives us the ability to declare when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Because the din used to be that Kiddush HaChodesh was done by the Bezin. The Bezin HaGadol would appoint a Bezin of three to determine when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And it's bound that there's no Bezin HaGadol, there's no Masmicha today. So Bnei Yisrael do this. Klal Yisrael does it. So what do you mean Klal Yisrael? Where is there a Tzira for Klal Yisrael? They hold on to the Sefer Torah, and that represents the concept that there's a Tzira for all of Klal Yisrael. At the beginning of the parasha, before Maimon HaSinai, when Yisrael appears, so he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the system is not good. Nabolti bo gam ato gam kolom hazeh. You're going to be exhausted. It's not a smart thing. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, hey, ayato lefnei Hashem, you teach Bnei Yisrael the dinim, and you establish sorry alof, sorry meiris, sorry chamishim, sorry asoros. You should his vayidat alahem asadercha sheyocha bavas amais asher yasun. But the psokim should be given by hakol me'olecho. You should make your burden easier, v'nasu yitcha, should be easier to function. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, has a comment on the pasuk, as ha'dayt lahem as ha'dercha she'yelcha bava samaisa asher ya'asun, as ha'maisa zedin, asher ya'asun zeh lefni mishur sadin. We were instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not always to follow the din, we should follow lefni mishur sadin. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan l'chorva Yerushalayim on that Gemara. Yerushalayim was only chorv, the Bai Shem was chorv because Al She'emidu Al Din Torah. They followed the laws in the Torah. So the Gemara said, that's why they were punished, because they followed the laws in the Torah. They should be rewarded for following. Gemara says, no, they only followed. Hamidu Divrayim Al Din Torah. They only followed the Din. They never went Lifnim Mishuras Adin. A lot of the modern Orthodox, they don't want to hear from Chumash. They just want to know what's the Din. If the Din is that it's Mutter, they're going to do it. The Gemara says that there's one of the mitzvahs is to go lefnei mishuras hadin. Some of the moni hamitzvah, the Rambam doesn't count it, but not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Some of the moni hamitzvah count this as a separate mitzvah, sheyasun, to go lefnei mishuras hadin. There's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. So Rebbe Shlom told us all the laws, and he wants us not only to follow the letter of the law, he wants us to follow the spirit of the law as well. And this idea of lefnei mishuras hadin is not only on Bein Adam Lamakim, it's on Bein Adam Lachaveres also. The Gemara talks about giving back an Aveda even after Yush. He said, Lifnei Mishuras Adin, you pay the workers, even though the workers don't deserve to be paid a salary. They were doing work on some transporting barrels from one place to the other, and they broke it. The Gemara says, sometimes you should pay Lifnei Mishuras Adin. it applies both to Bin Adam Lamaka mitzvahs and to Bin Adam Lachavera mitzvahs. We should go in the, according to the spirit of the law. Shouldn't always follow the letter of the law. In Chosh Mishpat, they talk about Lifnim Mishas Adin in the sim in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, Hilchas Dayanim. So they say you can either agree to a din Torah of Din or a din Torah of Pshara. What is Pshara? So Rav Soloveitchik said a lot of people misunderstand. They think Pshara is a compromise. I say that you owe me $1 million. You say you don't owe me a penny. So we split it in half. So we'll make you pay $500,000. So he said, that's not Pshara. Pshara means a psak of Lifnim Mishas Adin. Whatever Yosha dictates. Sometimes Yosha dictates, sometimes the din says you owe me $1 million. Yosha dictates you pay $1 million. That's the din and that's the Lifnim Mishas Adin. Sometimes the Yosha is the exact opposite from the din. The din says you have to pay me $1 million. Yosha dictates you should not have to pay anything. And sometimes it's somewhere in between, but it doesn't just mean a compromise. It means you have to figure out what is Yosha dictate in each every individual case. So the simon about Pshara in Chosh Mishpat, simon Yud Beis, or simon Yud Gimel in Hilchas Dayanim, in the very beginning of Chosh Mishpat, they talk about the rules and regulations of Pshara. So the Ramah there quotes a machlokes of Rishonim. If a person doesn't want to eat matzah, doesn't want to sit in sukkah, so the Gemara says kofen, the Gemara says that makanos until he fulfills the mitzvah, makanos atcha teitzei nafsha, the Gemara subas on daf peivov. So is there kviya on Lifnim Mishas Adin? Some Rishonim hold yes. It's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs, and whenever the Yosha dictates that you go Lifnim Mishas Adin, the guy doesn't want to do it, you're kaifa. The Ramah says we don't accept that opinion. We paskin that there's no kviya. Manish Tana, how come on all other mitzvahs you're kaifa? How come on this mitzvah you're not kaifa? So I think what they usually explain is that if I don't want to do Lifnim Mishas Adin, and Bezin's going to be kaifa me, they're going to make me pay money that I didn't really want to pay, then I'm not even Yotze the mitzvah. Let's say, I don't want to eat matzah. So they beat me up till I eat the matzah. Okay, I'm going to eat the matzah already. So I eat the matzah. I'm crying and I'm happy and I'm angry, but I'm Yotze the mitzvah of matzah. I know it's a mitzvah and I ate the matzah. But if I'm crying and I give you, begrudgingly, I give you the $500,000 that they said I should give you because of Lifnim Mishuras Adin, I'm not Yotze the mitzvah. If you don't do Lifnim Mishuras Adin with Nedivas Halev, so you didn't accomplish anything. So that's why we assume that you're not kofa. It doesn't mean that it's a lower level of a mitzvah, and that's why you're not kofa. It's not so important. No, it's just as important as tzitzis and tefillin and everything else. But you're not kofa because he won't accomplish anything. If you force him to do it, he won't be doing it b'nedivas halev. So then it's not. He's not even yotzei the mitzvah. So he didn't get anything by. He didn't gain anything by the kfiya. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole introduction to the whole Maimon HaSinai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kosom Leves Yaakov V'Sagei Livnei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim again, Beis Yaakov are the women. That's why they call all the girls' schools Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov are the women, and Bnei Yisrael are the men. And that's why Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, that's why it says, Kosom V'Sagei. Sagei is Loshim Kosher, Dvarim Koshim Kigidin. The gid doesn't taste good. The Gemara says, "Ain't be gid medaisin tam." Gid on nasha. All the other gid and the animal don't have a good taste. So kosomar is loshen rako. You speak to women. You speak b'loshen rako. So that's why it says kosomar lebeisakav v'sagei dvarim koshim kigidin lebnei Israel to the men. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Atem tiyulim amlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. All the Jewish people have a kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael means kedushana b'mitzvos v'yitzivanu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to command us all of the 613 mitzvahs. Now he's going to declare us Eretz Adibris, but then in the course of the 40 years in the Midbar, he's going to give us all the rest of the mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs. So the Kedushas Yisrael was given to the Jewish people, everybody is Shoveh. That's what Moshe Feinstein points out. Even though the women don't have the same mitzvahs as the men, the women are exempt from the mitzvahs as the Shazman Grama. But it doesn't mean that they have a lower level of Kedusha. Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzvan Kedusha, there's no such thing as abstract Kedusha. Kedusha means halacha l'maisa. Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivana, when you talk about Eretz Tzom b'kudeshes mikol ha'arotzes, the Mishnah in Kalim, in the first parak in Kalim, so it says Eretz Tzom has Kedusha with respect to this din. And our Yoros HaMakov Eschaimah have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of our Yisrael B'negei to that din. Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the other Yoros. Every step of the way, each of the 10 levels of Kedusha to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, each level the Mishnah gives you the Amin Ladina. Kedusha means Kedushana B'mitzvaysam. So the women basically have the same Chiyuv, have the same Kedusha as the men, and they were Nischaiva and all the mitzvahs, but they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to do these mitzvahs. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying, when he used to learn Yeridea, so they talk in Yeridea about Lo Lo Meisha, there's a Gzera Shova. By women it says V'kasa Lo Sefer Kriis, it says the word Lo. And by Eved Kanani it says Chuf Shel Anitan Lo, also the word Lo appears. So the Gemara interprets Chuf Shel Anitan Lo, that Eved Kanani is Yotzi L'cheres Agdei Shtar, Lo La Meisha, and the Shtar has to be written L'shmo. A Gedisha has to be written L'shmo, and the Shtar Shichur Eved Kanani has to be written L'shmo. There's only one third Shtar has to be written L'shmo, that's a Shtar Kiddushin, because Makish Havai L'Yitzir. So the only three Shtars have to be written L'shmo. So you learn at Lo La Meisha to teach you the Chuf Shel Anitan Lo, the Pirush Amilas. Chuf Shel Anitan Lo means Ayidei Shtar, and that the Shtar has to be written L'shmo. Then the Gemara says, Lo La Meisha teaches you another thing, that Eved Kanani is Chayv Mitzvahs Ki Isha. So it means that a woman and Eved Kanani are on the same level. So Rav Soloveitchik used to point out, when you look in the Rambam, you see it's not so. The Rambam writes, seems to imply that the women have a full Kedushas Yisrael, but they just have an exemption. If they don't want it, they don't have to fulfill the mitzvah, says the Shas Magrama. Eved Kanani is Dinik Nochri, with respect to Tefillin and Tzitzis and Shofar and Lulav and Sukkah. He's not chayiv in mitzvah, says the Shas Magrama, not the same as women. He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. The Rambam holds that Eved Kanani has a Miktzas Kedushas Yisrael, but he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. But the women have the full Kedushas Yisrael. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, because Simon Leves Yaakov, Vistagin Leven Esau, tell the men and the women, attempt to your league, Goy Kadosh. Everybody's on the same level of Kedusha. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Nafkamina Ledina, when they get to the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says that if a woman volunteers to shake a lulav and to listen to Tkia Shofar, she can even say a bracha. Aye, but it's not true. Asheker Hashana b'mitzvos v'tzivano al nadilas lulav. But the women are not mechuyev nadilas lulav. So the answer is every word of the bracha is true. Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivano. Kedushas Yisrael. She has the same level of kedushas Yisrael as the men, and kedushas Yisrael means kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivano. We just left out a clause. The women, when they say the bracha, they leave out a clause. Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivano uftarano. If you don't want to, we don't have to. But he gave us the full Kedushas Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, but if an Eved Kanani will volunteer to shake a lulav or to sit in sukkah, it doesn't make sense that he should say a bracha, Kedushana b'mitzvos v'tzivano, because the Rambam says that Eved Kanani doesn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael. When he gets in the mitzvah says, which has mangrama that the Eved Kanani is pata from, he's dina kinach, he doesn't have the Kedushas, so he wouldn't be able to say a bracha. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that. So it's not exactly 100% accurate, because Tosis writes Beferish, Eved Kanani also has a full Kedushas Yisrael. Tosis thinks Eved Kanani is same as Isha. Full Kedushas Yisrael just has an exemption. So Tosis says Eved Kanani Beferish. Tosis says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Eved Kanani will put on tzitzis, a tefillin, even though he's pata from it, he can say a bracha just like Isha. The Rambam is the one who distinguishes between Eved Kanani and Isha, but the Rambam holds even an Isha cannot say a bracha, because she's not lemaisa, bottom line, she's not mechuyev to shake the lulav, so she shouldn't say a bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik, nafkamina aloch lemaisa is not according to the Rambam, not according to Tosfos. So the nafkamina ledina was not. The Rambam would say even an isha cannot say a bracha, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds that even an Eved Kanani can say a bracha, because the Balei HaTosfos hold that Eved Kanani has a full Kedushas Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, there's still, all right, so there's a difference without an Afkemin Ledina. There is a difference that the Eved Kanani doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, as opposed to the Isha. The Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael. All of the laws of Geras are learned out from Maimon HaSinai, like we said. And then also the Gemara says the laws of how to teach Torah to the next generation are learned out from Maimon HaSinai. There is a major machlokes hatanoim. When did Maimon HaSinai occur? Are the psukim in order or are the psukim out of order? Because we don't get to the Korban Geiris till the end of Mishpatim. So the Geiris wasn't completed. Here they said Nasa, then they said Nasa v'Nishma. So the Kabbalah on Mitzvahs is completed with Nasa v'Nishma, and then the whole Geiris is completed with the Korban. So how come Maimon HaSinai appears before? So Rashi says, "Ein muktam miyocha batera." First they became gerim. And then they had the Maimon Hasina. So what was the Maimon Hasina all about? Limud HaTorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to teach you the Torah. And the same way I'm teaching you the Torah, so too you should teach the Torah to all the future generations. So what does that mean? So the Pasuk says in Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksav lachas hadvarim ha'ele, ki api hadvarim ha'ele karati et chabris ve'es Yisrael." So the Gemara in Gittin, and daf Nuntes, and daf Samach, Gemara in Gittin understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, part of the Torah should be b'ksav, and part of the Torah should be b'al peh. "Ksav lachas hadvarim ha'ele," ha'ele is a miut, a diuk. I want you to write down the Torah shem b'ksav. The word al pi hadvarim ha'ele, al pi has the connotation of Torah shem b'al peh. Al pi hadvarim ha'ele is again a miut. Dafke, Torah Shabbal Peh should be transmitted Baal Peh, Torah Shabbichsav should be transmitted Mitoch HaKsav. So that's part of what was taught at Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a Torah Shabbichsav and a Torah Shabbal Peh, and he wants us to transmit it. And on the occasion, Tosfos is bothered, Tosfos in different Masechtos is bothered with the question, if you're not supposed to recite Torah Shabbichsav Baal Peh, so how do we say Kriya Shema Baal Peh all the time? And how do we say Ashrei Baal Peh? Ashrei is also a part of Torah Shabbichsav. We say so as Yoshe Baal Peh. We say a lot of things from Tanakh Baal Peh. How is that? So Tosfos gives different answers. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the beginning of the second parak in Tmura, they have the Ha'oris of the Vilna Gaon printed on the side of the Gemara. And then he has it in the Bi'ur HaGron, Shulchan Aruch, Nechuchos Kriya Shema, that he thought that the Ikar Teretz is what Tosfos writes there in Tmura. And other Masechtas, they write other answers. He thought the Ikar Teretz says that this din, or Dvarim Shebichsav, Yata Rasha Liyom and Alpeh, only goes, Lohotzi Acher Medechei Vosom. When the Balkari is laning, the Megillah, the Balkari is laning from the Sefer Torah, or the one who gets Mafter is laning the Novi, so to be Motzi Acher Medechei Vosom, when you're transmitting to others, the dinim are learned out from Maimon HaSinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transmitting the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is transmitting the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. So when you transmit Torah to others, you should transmit Torah Shabbal Peh, Baal Peh. This year should be Baal Peh. Like today, I'm giving a lecture. Usually we read the Gemara, and we read the Tosfos, and we read the Shulchan Aruch inside. And you're not supposed to do that. So we allow it because we have no choice. It's Las L'Hashem Eferet Torah Secho. But in the earlier generations, the Rambam writes, everybody had his own Megillah story, everybody had private notes. When they heard a new din from the Torah Shabbal Peh that they were afraid they're going to forget, so they write it down in a notebook. That was never a violation of Dvarim Shabbal Peh. Yatara Shel Yom B'Ksav. That din only applies when you malamet Torah L'Acherim. When you give a shiur, so you shouldn't read the text inside when you're giving a shiur on Torah Shabbal Peh. When you're teaching Torah Shabbichsav, you shouldn't say it Baal Peh. See, when we have a chumash, that's called Baal Peh. It's only called Mitoch HaKsav if it's written on a klaf. And it was written by a Jewish person. Could well be the fellow who pushed the button over here to print this. And Vakshal probably was Jewish. Vakshal in Yerushalayim probably was Jewish. But whatever is printed over here on the east side could be the button was pushed by a non-Jew. So this Chumash that's printed doesn't have a din of Kedushas Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav has to be written on klaf. And if it's written on two sides of the page and it's clipped together, that's not mitzuriv. The Torah has to be written on one side of the page and you go back to keep on reading one paragraph, one column, another column, another column. The way it's written like this, printed like this, this does not produce Torah Shebichsav. So when you transmit Torah Shebichsav to others, you should transmit Mitoch HaKsav. When you transmit Torah Shebal Peh to others, you should transmit it Baal Peh. Privately, you can say Shema Yisrael Baal Peh. There's not enough there. It only goes on Lima Torah L'Acherim. And you can keep notes also when you hear a shiur. You can write notes, just you shouldn't give the shiur mitoch haksav. That's what the Vilna Gaon thought, that's the Ikar din. You're learning out from Maimon HaSinai the dinim of transmitting Torah to others. Then you learn out from Maimon HaSinai also. You also learn out, Moshe Rabbeinu says in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, Re'eli ma'arati eschem chukim mishpatim kasha tzivani Hashem alakoy. I have transmitted the Torah to you as Hashem instructed me to. The Baruch Hashem told me, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'mat alem. Tell the Jewish people, that's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. really matters. Chemuchukim mishpatim. I taught you the Torah. Kasha tzibani Hashem alakoy. Hashem instructed me to teach you. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Really matters. Chemuchukim mishpatim. I taught you the Torah. Kasha tzibani Hashem alakoy. The same way the Rabban Shalom taught me the Torah. Just like the Rabban Shalom didn't charge me tuition when I was on top of Har Sinai, so too I'm not allowed to charge you tuition when I teach, when you transmit the Torah to the next generation. I'm not allowed to charge any money. Because the whole Limud HaTorah, the Doros, is supposed to be a replica of Maimon Har Sinai. It's supposed to be in the same way it was at Har Sinai. Then the Gemara says, just like Har Sinai, Vayar Ha'am Bayanu, Vayamdu Me'erochek, the people were trembling. So too the Gemara says, when one learns Torah, he shouldn't be chewing popcorn. The Rebbe gives a shiur, Talmud is going to be eating candy or something. The Gemara says, you have to learn Be'emu Be'ira Be'resa Suvizia. And the Gemara has an expression called Talmud. Talmud sitting in front of the Rebbe, Shein Sof Sosof, Notvas Moir Oiver Tichveno. If the Talmud's lips are not quivering from Pachad, not Pachad from the Rebbe, Pachad that he's learning Torah, such a serious thing. So the, based on the Pasuk Nishir Hashirim, Tichmeno, so he deserves that his lips should be burnt. He's supposed to learn Torah the same way the Torah was learned at Har Sinai. So this is according to Rashi, that first the Jewish people, the whole Jewish nation became Jewish. They had the milah, the tefillah, the korban, the kabbalah, the mitzvahs, the gerus was complete. After the gerus was complete, emuk the mumiyuchah b'Torah. So the story in Parshas Yisra, Maimon Har Sinai occurred after the gerus was over. What was Maimon Har Sinai about? Limud HaTorah. Baruch Shalom is teaching all the Jewish people the Torah. Ramban HaChumash is very upset with this. He says, emuk the mumiyuchah b'Torah is only if you really get stuck and you have a hechrech from the psukim that is out of order. So as a last resort, you say the Torah is not a history book, so sometimes they think it's not of order. But some to say, Rashi has it very often. So Ramban is not happy about that. So he thinks everything is written in order over here. And the Maimon Har Sinai was not the dugma l'doros of how to teach Torah to the next generation. It was rather the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael. Well, the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah was already, they said, Nasa v'Nishma. So the Ramban says, well, the Gemara says in Yevamis, in the Sugya of Geirus, around 4 or 5 blad about Geirus in the middle of Yevamis, around the Memhei, Memrov, Memzayim. So the Gemara says, Modim Osa Mitzvahs, the Geir has to be Mekabalon Mitzvah, the 613 Mitzvahs. So we usually have the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, you learn with the Geir, you teach him in advance, and make sure he knows the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taurus and Mishpocha and Brachas. He has to know how to say Brachas. And then when he's in the mikveh up to his neck in water, then we repeat again. So you're going to keep him in the mikveh for a few hours, you're going to get pneumonia. You're going to ask him, do you plant the Sheikh Alulav? Yes. Do you plant the Lake Tefillin? Yes. You're going to wear tzitzis? Yes. It's going to take forever. So the Gemara says, Madim osa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs mitzvahs chamurs. You don't have to tell him about Shiloh HaKan. Even when you're preparing the ger for a year or two before he converts, you prepare him. You don't have to teach him about every single mitzvah that may come his way in the course of his life. You tell him the mitzvahs that he has to know in the immediate future. And then the ger is mekabel the mitzvahs that you tell him. Shabbos, kashrus, Jewish education, okay? And then he says, and whatever comes my way, whenever I find out about another din, he'll observe it. So the Ramban HaChumash thinks that the Aseres HaDibros were just a sampling of Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Kalas or Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamurais of the 613 Mitzvahs. And this is the way you deal with every gear like that. That's what people say. They're wondering which are the Mitzvahs Kalas here. Everything, well, the Aseres are pretty Chamurais. Which one is the Mitzvah Kala that's so easy to observe? Lo Sachmait. They're all difficult. They're all Kibir Aviyim. The Gemara says nobody fulfills Kibir Aviyim. Shabbos is so difficult. You read the Mishnah Berurah, the Hakdamah to Chela Gimel. No one knows how to observe Shabbos. So they're all very difficult. But that's the Machlok. Then the Rambam points out that this dispute that he has with Rashi, very strange, is really a Machlok of Satanoim. And just that Rashi thinks that Tana makes more sense, and Rambam thinks I think the other Tana makes more sense. That's very unusual. You have a Machlok of Satanoim, and Machlok Zavishani, which Tana makes more sense? But that's what it is over here. The Ramban quotes from the Mechilta that some of the Tanoim say, like Rashi, that Maimon HaSinai was to the Jewish people, they already were Jewish. And the idea behind Maimon HaSinai was Limud HaTorah, how to transmit the Torah to the next generation. And the other Tanaim, the Ramban thinks, like the other Tanaim, that Maimon HaSinai was, why were these 10 Dibros picked out? Modim osa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs mitzvahs chamurs. Maybe Rashi Lishita Soi quotes from the Rabbeinu Sadigon later in his commentary on Chumash, that the Aseres HaDibros are really the 10 basic principles of Kol HaTorah Kula. These are the 10 headings, the 10 categories. And all the other 603 mitzvahs can be placed under these categories, under these headings. And years ago, in the days of the Rishonim, they used to recite Azharis, they used to recite Piyutim on Yomim Tovim. Today, hardly anybody says any of the Piyutim. So they used to say Piyutim in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos, when they read about Aseres HaDibros, so they would rattle off a list of all of the mitzvahs. They would say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so then they would recite a piyut that had all the mitzvahs that fall under that category. Alpanai, the second of the Aseres HaDibros, then they would rattle off in piyut form all the mitzvahs that fall under that category. So that's like, Rashi quotes that from the Rav Sadigon, that's like Rashi learns that the Aseres HaDibros are the basis of it was Limud HaTorah, and it's the basis of all the 613 mitzvahs. These are the 10 most fundamental mitzvahs. These are the 10 categories that all the other mitzvahs can be placed under. At the end of the parsha, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs the Jewish people in Mizbach Adoma, Mizbach Avonim Tasili, Losivne Esen Gozis, about making Mizbach Adoma Tasili, Mizbach Avonim Tasili, about Mizbeach. And the next parsha begins with the Dinim of Bezin, Nikar Bal Baisel Hu Elohim. Ela Mishpatam Shetosim Lifneihem. So the Gemara understands Lifneihem means Lifnei Hadayanim. Lifneihem Lo Lifnei Hadyotis. You have to go to real Bezin. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, the Smichas HaParshios, Yisra ends with the Dinim of Mizbeach and Mishpatim begins with the Bezdin to teach you that you need Sanhedrin Samach LeMizbeach. What's the idea of having Sanhedrin Samach LeMizbeach? So the Ramban in this commentary on Chumash explains, human beings are all fallible. Everybody can make a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. He made a mistake that Aaron corrected it then. He was Mekabel. He accepted what Aaron HaKohen told him. Echalti Chatas Hayam Ha'ita B'Eni Hashem. So human beings can all make a mistake. So why is the psak of the rabbi ever binding? So that's why the Torah wants the psakim of the Bez Nagodol are binding on all of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Shalom wants the Bez Nagodol should meet in the Beis HaMikdash, Samach LaMizbeach. They used to meet in the room in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishkas HaGozes, which the Gemara had a tradition, was Chetzia Bakodesh, Chetzia Bachol. Half of the room was in Skadesh, B'Kedushas HaZorah, and half of the room only had Kedushas HaRabbis. In the HaZorah, no one's allowed to sit. So the Bezna had to sit in half of the room. So where they sit in a room that half, it's risky there. You're not allowed to sit in the other half of this. And one day you sit in a room where you're allowed to sit wherever you want. If you move your chair over to the other half of the room, you're ready, over on Anissa, and Yeshiva Bazar. So that's what the Tanoim understood from the Psukim. We want to have Sanhedrin, Samach, Lemizbech as much as possible. The Ramban says, why we want that they should have a Hashuras, Roch HaKodesh. They should be close to the Orim, with the Kruvim, with the Hashuras HaShchina. The Shechina should help them that they shouldn't make a mistake. That's how the Ramban explains Al Chumash. So the Netziv has in the Hakdamah to his commentary on the Shiltas, that's called Kidmas HaEmek. It's the Hakdamah to the Haimek Sha'ala. Very fascinating. It's the Hakdamah to all of Torah Shebal Peh. So he comments on the Psukim in Divrei HaYomim. It says in Divrei HaYomim, it says in the Mishnah in Yuma that in the whole Bai Sheni period, the Orem was not in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So when the Kohen Gadol went in on Yom Kippur to do the Zrikas Adam in front of the Orem, in front of the Kaparis, there was the Evan Shasiya there. There was a big rock there. The Evan Shasiya is there in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But the Orem wasn't there because the Orem was Nignaz in the days of Yoshua HaMelech. That's what it says in the Dibri HaYomim. Yoshua HaMelech was going to his door. So why he put it in a chamber in the basement? What was the idea? Why was he going to his door? So one might have thought that he was afraid that the enemy would come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash and steal the Aron, and then they would take the Aron which represents the Shechina. That's not the reason that's given in Tanakh. The reason is very unclear. It says in the reason, because no one is... It's very unclear. They're not paskening. It's only about paskening something. Very unclear. So the Netziv explains as follows. Yoshiyahu Melech, they all knew, towards the end of the Bais Rishon, they all knew there's going to be a Golus Bavel. And they would no longer be sitting, the Sanhedrin would no longer be sitting Samach L'Mizbeach, and they wouldn't be given this divine assistance to help them not to make a mistake. Theoretically, Bez Nagadol can also make a mistake. We have an institution in Chumash of Par Halam Dovashel Tzibur. The Bez Nagadol made a mistake on an Issa Kares, and the Rav HaTzibur who live in Eretz Yisrael violated the Issa, so instead of requiring of each and every person who ate the chalev, who was Mechal Shabbos, that they should bring a korban chatos, we say Bez Nagadol is responsible, so let them bring a Par Halam Dovashel Tzibur. They bring a chatos for everybody. We don't know if they ever brought it, we don't know if it ever happened, but on the books there is such a rule. So theoretically it is possible that even the Bez Nagadol, and the only time you bring a Par Halam Dovashel Tzibur, if the psak was unanimous, all 71 members made a mistake. So on the books it's theoretically possible that everybody can make a mistake. This idea that the Jewish people have, the right-wing Orthodox have an attitude today of infallibility of the Gdoli Ador, that was picked up from the Catholics. The Catholics believe that the Pope is infallible, but we don't. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. The Rebbeinu Shlom is infallible, but all human beings can make mistakes. On the books, it says there's an institution of Par Halam Dovashel Tzibur. It's possible even all 71 members of the Bez Nagadol can make a mistake. So the Netziv explains, Yoshua Melech knew that they were going to soon go into Golus, and they were no longer, the Bez Nagadol would no longer be sitting Samach L'Mizbech, they wouldn't be sitting so close to the Oren with the Shechina, they wouldn't be given this divine assistance to Paskin properly. So how are they going to have to Paskin Shad? They're going to have to work it out with Pilpul Shel Torah. They're going to have the Machloikis and Kler Chakiris, and try to analyze Psukim like we have all the Shadas and Chuvas. Like you have the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Tanaim argued things out. So he wanted the Rabbanim, Yoshua Melech wanted the Rabbanim to start preparing for that new Derech HaLimud before the Churban HaBayis. They shouldn't be in a state of shock. So he was going as the Lucha, so they shouldn't have this extra special divine assistance because they're so close to the Oren, so close to the Kruvim, and they should start working on the new Derech HaLimud. And that's what learning is all about today. So if you have the Bez Nagadol, we don't have a Haftocha that they're never going to make a mistake. On the books, theoretically, it's possible even the Bez Nagadol makes a mistake. But we pick learned people to be in the Bez Nagadol, and we have them sit next to the Shechina, Sanhedrin, Samach, L'Mizbeach, with the hopes and the prayers that they should have a Siyata Rishmai not to make a mistake. What if your Goyin is the Lucha, so you don't have that Siyata Rishmai? So the Gemara has in the beginning of Soita, around Daf Gimel or Daf Dalet, I think, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Soita Hashem liyireyov, of Risa lahodiyam. A psak of a rabbi is binding because we assume that if the rabbi is a Yirei Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal his secrets to the rabbi. We know that sometimes rabbis who have Yirei Shamayim do make a mistake. So it's not always the case, but the reason why the psak of the rabbi is binding, it's not that the psak is binding even if it's an error. If the rabbi made a mistake, the psak is not binding. We have a din. So the simple reading, Yom HaNismol, means even if the rabbi made a mistake, the psak is binding. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah that it's just not true. The only case where the psak is binding, even if it's an error, is by Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra HaShana. That you learn out from the psukim. In Parsha Samor, it says, Elam Yad Hashem, it says a few times, Elam Yad Hashem Shetikra Osam B'mo Adam. So the word Osam is written Chosavav, and we believe the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So we learn Adinim from the fact that a word is spelled Male or Choser. So because it's spelled Choser, Osam, so we read it, we interpret it as if it would have been written Atem. Atem Afilamutim, even if the Bez made a mistake, but within reason. If they're going to make a month with 20 days instead of any given month can either have 29 days or 30 days. You can't have a month with 31 days, you can't have a month with 28 days. And you can't have a year with less than 12 months and more than 13 months. You have either 12 months or 13 months, but within that range, 12 or 13 months, even if this year should not be a Shana Mu'beris. And they declared that it should be a Shana Mu'beris, so B'dyeved it would be Chal. And even if Rosh Chodesh should have been yesterday, and Bezdin declares Rosh Chodesh should be today, but within this range of either 29 days or 30 days, so that's a din, Atem Afilu Mutin, even if the Bezdin made a mistake. But that's only on one mitzvah, on Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashanah Kviyas HaLuach. And all the other mitzvahs, if the Bezdin makes a mistake, the Pesach is not binding. So how do we know that they're not making a mistake? So that's it. We assume you have to see, you have to pick a rabbi who seems to be learned. The Baruch Shalom is not going to make a miracle, that the Nam Horitz isn't going to come up with the right answer. He's not going to make a Neis Nigla, he'll make a Neis Nister. He'll give the Chacham Asiyai to the Shemayim. And you should make sure that the rabbi whom you ask your Shaila to has Yirah Shemayim. It's hard to tell. We don't have a barometer to measure. We can check your blood pressure. We can tell other things, your heartbeat. But we can't tell how much Yirah Shemayim anybody has. So we assume if a person seems to be Yirah Shemayim, then we assume Soir Hashem Lirayev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal all the secrets of the Torah to those who have the Yirah Shemayim. The Gemara says regarding the many disputes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel that Ruba de Ruba were usually Paskan like the Beis Hillel because they were the majority, number one, they were the Reif, and then the Gemara says number two, because they were more humble than the Beis Shammai. So you should try to ask your Shadis to a person who's humble. The one who's more humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashu Shechinos on the humble person. If a person is arrogant, so the Baruch Shalom says, "Ein ani yicholim lo da b'kfif achas." He doesn't want to be with an arrogant person. You have to ask your shadows to an honest person. Sometimes a rabbi is a politician. So even if he knows kol ha-Torah kula, he'll dray. He'll tell you a psak that he knows you'll want to hear. He knows you're looking for a kula, so he'll tell you that so-and-so says lahakal. So-and-so taka does say lahakal, but he was outvoted. Or if he knows that you're looking for a chumrah, he'll tell you a chumrah. But the chumrah was also outvoted. So you have to ask a person who seems to be knowledgeable, he has to be learned, he seems to have Yirah Shemayim, he seems to be humble, and he has to be an ish emes, he shouldn't be a politician. And then you have this haftocha, that just like the Bezna Gadol, we assume that most of the time, almost all the time, they will have a divine assistance, a siyata d'shmaya, that they shouldn't make a mistake. That's why they sit Sanhedrin Samach L'Mizbeach. So we assume that they didn't make a mistake. So to every chacham who paskens a shaila, the psak is binding because we assume that they probably didn't make a mistake. In the beginning of Parshas Yisro, when Yisro is setting up the whole system, so Yisro says, "Es adova garo leviu elecha, chaladova katan yishpetuhem." The major cases they should bring to you, and the minor cases they should take care of. Then when it says that they set up the system, five psukim later, it doesn't say like that. It says, the difficult shailas were taken care of by Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean, adabah ha-gadol? Mean a din Torah that involves more than $100,000? They should bring to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, no, a din Torah v'shava pruto should be just as serious as a din Torah of $1 million. You shouldn't take it lightly. Adorba ha-gadol, the Gemara understands, means dvarav shel gadol. If the one being judged is the melech or the kohen gadol, so then you need ayin aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu is b'mokam ayin aleph, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of bezna gadol. So normally din in the fashas is chav gimel, but din in the fashas of the melech, or din in the fashas of the kohen gadol, is b'ayin aleph. For that you need Bezna HaGodl. So that's called Adav HaGodl, Yaviyu Eilecho, Dvarav Shel Godl. If the case involves an Adam Godl, a Melech, or the Kohen Godl, and it's Dinin Nefashis, if it's just Dinin Mamanis, a Dinin Mamanis of the king is also Bishloisha. But if it's Dinin Nefashis of the king, then you need Ayin Aleph. There was a Din, a Hayruah Shoah, that only applied on that one occasion, that no one was allowed to climb on Har Sinai right before Maimon HaSinai. In Behemai Mish Lo Yichya, no one is allowed to climb up on Har Sinai. And it says, L'siga Boyad, Kisokol Yisokel, O Yoro Yiyore. If it's a man or a Behemai, Shor Sinai is Biskilu. If an Odom or a Shor goes up on Har Sinai, the Chayb Biskilu. So the Gemara has a suffix, Shor Sinai Bikama. the dini of beznav chav gimel, they were already given the din we read in last week's sedra. The dinim were given b'mara. It says sham sam lachok mishpat. What does it mean chok mishpat? Did they know also have dinim? So what was dinim? What dinim were given in Mara? The Mara nitz tavo ala dinim. But dinim even the Bnei Noach had. So the Gemara says either refers to knosses, because Bnei Noach don't have knas. We spoke last week about it. That the Ramban Chumash writes that included in dinim of the Bnei Noach is zaynus and mefatim or tzishemra kefal dalavei. That's a so Ramban is against the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Nochrim don't have to pay knas. So the Gemara says sham sam lachok mish. But the Mara nitz tavo ala dinim means knas, or dinim means that you need a beznav chav gimel for dinim nefashas. By Nochem, you don't need a beznav chav gimel. But they were already told by Yisrael, for dinim nefashas, you need chav gimel. So and then there's a pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim, that Ashor shaharges ha'odom, it says, Ashor yisokel, the shor gets skila, the gamba all of yumos. What do you mean, the gamba all of yumos? What, the bala shor is chayiv misa, it's not true. So the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says what it means is, Ashor Yisokel, in the same way, Gambol of Yimus. If you would have been Dan, the Balashor, the Misa, you would require Beznach Chav Gimel. So the Mishnah has the expression, Kemisas Abaylam Kach Misas Ashor. Ashor Yisokel, in the same way, you have to need a Beznach Chav Gimel for Skila on the Shor, just like you need a Beznach Chav Gimel for Skila on the Balashor. So the Gemara has a suffix, Shor Sinai Bekamo. Ashor Sinai Beheme Mishlo Yichya. The chayiv skila, if it's lasiga boyad, where the behemoth climbs up or an adam touches, the chayiv skila. So the din of chav gimel was already given b'mara, before Ma'amin HaSinai. So if an adam would climb up on HaSinai, would you want to give him a skila? I don't know if anybody did. Probably not. We don't have any record that anybody did climb up. So they would have to judge him a chav gimel. So what about a shor sinai? Does a shor sinai need chav gimel? But he say, no, that kemisis habana kachnis ha-shad, that was only given after Ma'amin HaSinai. That's a mishpatim that wasn't given yet. So the Gemara has that suffix. Taisus and the Rishonim are bothered with the question, my da habe havi, when you talk and learning, it only makes sense to talk about dinim that are relevant to halacha lamaisa. You're talking over here about a hayrashah that was before Ma'amin HaSinai, once in the history of the world, lasiga bayad, it never comes up again. So what is the Gemara wasting their breath on such a silly discussion? That's not Dibrei Torah. That's a waste of time. It's ancient history. History, okay. Shosein Begam. It's not halacha. It's not the Ge'al halacha lamais. So Tosis and Rishayna work on that kash. The Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara has a suffix. Shorosha Kain Gadol Bekama. A Kain Gadol is Nidon Ba'ayin Aleph. Because that's what it says. Kol hadavar gadol yevino ilecho dvarav shal gadol. Dvarav shal gadol goes on the melech and on the kohen gadol. Later in the days of Yana HaMelech, in the days of the Baisheni, so the Chachamim made exeir the Rabban, because Yana HaMelech got so angry at the Rabbanim, he wiped out all the 70 members of the Beznah Gadol. He just left his brother-in-law, Shimon ben Shetach, he didn't kill. And he was also afraid for his life, so he was in hiding. But he killed all the Rabbanim because they wanted to judge one of his avadim. He used to kill a lot of people. Yana HaMelech was a Meshuggah. So he used to murder a lot of people. So the Bezdin HaGadol once brought one of his, Eved Kanani of his, to Mishpat. So he got angry. And then they wiped out all the Sanhedrin. So after that, they made a din. He never judged the king. Don't look for trouble. He never judged the king. So Allah HaMelech just remains Kain Gadol. The Melech is Malchus Beis David, you can judge. They're going to be kafuf to the Torah. But other malachim, other than Malchus Beis David, you don't look for trouble, you don't judge them. So the din remains, but again, to Kain Gadol. So the Kain Gadol, din in the Fashas, so the Kain Gadol is Ba'ayin Aleph. So Gemara is a suffix when you say, Kemisas Abalim, Kach Misas Ashor, are you makish, the Misas Ashor, to the Balim Didei, or the Balim Dialma? Does it mean din in the Fashas of Ashor needs Chav Gimel? Even if the Bala Shor, the owner of the Shor, is the Kohen Gadol, his din in the Fashas would be Ayin Aleph. But his Shor is Chav Gimel, and he say, no, Kemisas Habalim Didei. Since the Bala Shor is the Kohen Gadol, and if you would want to give him the death penalty, you would need Ayin Aleph, so maybe need Ayin Aleph, so the Shor. So the Gemara remains with a suffix. The Ragachava points out that there's a Lashon and a Tosefta, forgot already where it is, but there's a Lashon and a Tosefta, the Tanoim were talking to each other. So one of them says to the other, you're a nobody. Shorosh HaKohen Gadol is more important than you. What kind of a lashon is that? So the Rav Yochaveh said, that's what it means, because the Shorish HaKohen Gadol needs Ayin Aleph to be done if he's Chayiv Skila, if he's Harga Sadim. And you're nobody. All you need for you is Chav Gimel. The Shorish HaKohen Gadol is more important than you. That was the Gemara's suffix. Yeah. They say from the Brisker Rav, Tosis says the Kasha, the Gemara has Shor Sina Bikama, whether you need Chav Gimel or Begimel. So Tosis says, my Dahava have it. And the Rambam doesn't even quote the suffix, the Rambam doesn't quote anything. But the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin that Din Nefashis always needs Chav Gimel, both Din Nefashis of Adam and Din Nefashis of Shor. So they say from Rav Velvel Salvation, he thought that the Rambam understood that that was the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara was, is it a local din by Shor on Iskal Shor Shor Gas Adam, Kemisa Abana Kap Misa Shor? Or no, that pasuk teaches you that din in the fashions of a Shor needs Chav Gimel. So the Rambam wrote, din in the fashions needs Chav Gimel, both din in the fashions of Adam and din in the fashions of a Shor. So the Rambam did take a stand. He took the stand that Shor Sina needs Chav Gimel because din in the fashions of a Shor needs Chav Gimel. The Gemara points out that the text of the Aseres Adibris indicates the language switches in the middle. Anochi Hashem Elokecho Asheho Tzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Boshem is talking to us directly. Yolach Lemacharim Al Ponai Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecho Kel Kanon. The Boshem is speaking. That's an Anochi and La'ilacha. Then, when you get to the third one, it doesn't say, La'sisa shmi la'shav, ki lo'y anake. La'sisa shem ha'shema, ki lo'y anake. All of a sudden, it switches. Yom ha'shvi Shabbos la'shem alokach, Shabbos li. All of a sudden, the lotion switches. The Gemara says, Anochi and La'ilacha, piagur shmein. Kodesh Baruch Hu said directly. And the others of the Aser, the other eight of the Aseres Adibras, Moshe Rabbeinu said over the lotion. It's not the Lashon of the Ribbon Shalom speaking directly to Bnei Yisrael. It's the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. How did it say in the Luchas? We don't know. That's what we mentioned. Rabban HaChomish says this is not necessarily a direct quotation, verbatim quotation, what it says in the Chomish. Could be that this is just the gist of what it said. That's what we distinguish. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rekeach that when you say Kaddish, we say 10 praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first three is Gadav, is Kadash, then you say Yishbarach, Yishbarach, Yishmam, Yisnasev, Yisadav, Yisalev, Yisalol, adds up to 10. And we separate the first two from the next eight because Anochi V'Li'elucha M'pi Agvur Hashemayim. And that's why the Rekech says the first two should be Yisgadel, Yiskadesh in Hebrew because the Aseres Adibus was proclaimed in Hebrew. So the first two are the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to Bnei Yisrael directly, that was in Hebrew. Then the last eight we say in Aramaic. Is halal and so on. Others have the minig. Lubavitch has the minig. It's probably Nusach Ari. I'm not sure that they don't say Yis halal the last one, because they don't feel that it's supposed to be 10 praises. It's only supposed to be 7 praises. So the first two don't count. That's separate. Yis gadol Yis kadash. And from the 8 later, they leave out the last one, so they only have 7. So these two minhagim contradict each other. If you leave out the last one, Yis Halol, means that you're not saying 10. So it's not Keneged Aseres Adibus. So then you shouldn't say Yis Gadel, Yis Kadesh. The whole idea of saying the first two in Hebrew as opposed to the last eight in Aramaic comes from the Rekech. And the Rekech says, because the 10 praises are Keneged Aseres Adibus, and the first two in Piagvura, so we want to separate them from the other eight. And we say the first two in Hebrew and the other eight in Aramaic. But if you're only saying 7 later, it's not Keneged Aseres Adibus, a different tradition, then why should you say the first two words in Hebrew? The whole Kaddish is in Aramaic. Manishtan, why should the first two words be? There was a rabbi in Baltimore, he passed away a couple of years ago. He was an American, there was a whole group of Americans who went to learn in Europe before the war, and then he came back to America. So Rabbi Gifter was from the group. So he also learned this rabbi, forgot his name, Paul Yakov or something. So he also learned in Telz, I think 8 years, then he came back to America. He says, nobody said, no one said Yizgadel, Yizkadesh. Everybody said Yizgadal. All the Litvish yeshivas. the Mishnah Brura writes, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Rakech to say Yizgadel Yizgadesh. He said it doesn't correspond to the meaning in Lithuania. That's the gist of his book. He wrote a whole book in English. It's entitled Minhagei Lita. So the theme of the book is that after the war, people were trying to reconstruct what the Minhagim were in Lithuania. So they looked in the Mishnah Brura. That was the first mistake. Mishnah Brura doesn't correspond living or death to the Minhagim. He just ignores what they did in yeshivas. He doesn't even write what they did in Radin. Mishnah Brura writes that you shouldn't put on the tefillin in the basement. Just put it on outside, then put it on. He said, in Radin, nobody did that. Nobody did that. He has a lot of things that it says in the Mishnah Brura. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan always writes things to defend the Minhagim of Lithuania, and he'll record what the Minhagim were. And the Mishnah Brura just totally ignores what the Minhagim were. He was under the impression, it's Rabbi Palyakov. He died in his 90s. He was under the impression that from all the different yeshivas that were reestablished after the war, the Telzer Yeshiva in Cleveland was the closest to what the Minhagim were in Europe and the Lithuanian yeshivas, about the Nigunim and about the Minhagim, all the Nusach HaTfila and so on. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos points out a problem, and we don't really know what the answer is. How does the Gemara know that there were 613 mitzvahs? The end of Makkah. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk Torah Tzivolana Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told us Torah. Torah is the gematria. Tav Resh is 600, and the Vav and the Hey is 11. Torah Tzivolana Moshe. 611 mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, and two mitzvahs on Erech Avliyelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So 611 and 2 is 613. So the Ramban raises an issue. Anochi Hashem Elokech Asher Tzisicho is the first of the Aseres Adibris. Is that a mitzvah saseh? Or is that the preamble to the mitzvahs? That's the preamble to the Constitution. So that's a machlokes to the Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, who was in the days of the Goinim, who is before the Ramam, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos is the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He tries to list off which are the 613 mitzvahs. He does not count on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He feels Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the hakdama, that's the preamble to the Constitution. That's the premise. So the Rambam says, how can it be? What do you mean? The Gemara says, Anochi V'li'ilacho are two mitzvahs, and Yat Torah Tzilon 611. 611 and 2 is 613. So the Rambam proves from the Gemara that the Bahag is wrong. So the Ramban happens to agree with the Rambam. He thinks also you should count Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but he says there's still a problem. Read the second of the Dibras. Lo yelach aleim achem al ponai, nasas alach tasa v'chol t'muno, lo seshtach v'lahem v'lo yisa avdeim. So you have four ladim here. Lo yelach you shouldn't believe, lo sas alach tasa, you shouldn't make an avodah zarah, you shouldn't manufacture. Lo seshtach v'lahem v'lo yisa avdeim. So in the second of the Aseres HaDibras, you have four ladim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Rebbe Shlomo is still speaking over here. Oh Havai, Shomrei Mitzvah Yisai. Till the end of the second of the Aseres HaDibra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. So according to the Bahag, you have four mitzvahs here. According to the Rambam, you have five mitzvahs here. So what does the Gemara say that it counts as two? He raises the question and he doesn't really give an answer. It's really a problem. What is the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha? The Ramban is, how can the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag, why the Bahag didn't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So he says, if you don't believe in the existence of God, so there's no mitzvah, so you can't have a mitzvah. How can you count? There's a mitzvah to believe in God. How can there be a mitzvah to believe in God if you don't believe in God? So there's no one there to be mitzvah you. But the Ramban himself does agree with that. He writes this to defend the Bahag. Very logical. But the Ramban Chumash agrees with the Rambam. He holds that Anochi is a mitzvah. So what is the taka of the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? So the pashtus is, the Rambam says, the Rambam beginning of Hilchas Yisraelat Torah mitzvah says, Leida, she'isham bori manim, not to believe that God exists. That God exists, we have a historical tradition. Our ancestors stood at Har Sinai, and they experienced the Gilu Shechina, and they lived through the Esa Makas and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and they know that God exists. They all lived through Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we know that God exists. But we have a lot of things that we know that are in the back of our minds. I always give the mashal, if I when I have to fill out some kind of a form and I have to write my social security number, so I don't fill out so many forms, so I usually don't remember what my social security number is. If I really think hard, I'll be able to remember. But there's a lot of information that's stored in the back of our minds that we're not thinking of. So the mitzvah, Anoch Hashem Elokech, is not a mitzvah to believe in God. The mitzvah is Leida. Leida means, the Baal HaTanya writes in the beginning of the Tanya, Leida means, like it says, Vayeda ha'odam eschaba yishtoi. What does it mean by Yeda? It means that they were together. They had tashmish. They were eschabru yachad. So Yediya means when you have something that's in the forefront of your mind. What it means is like Shadisi Hashem Leneg Disamid. The mitzvah, Anoch Hashem Elokech, Leida, you should always be aware of the fact that God exists, that God is there, and you should act accordingly. But the Ramban is right. You can't say that there's a mitzvah to believe in God. The mitzvah that this point of information that we know is historically true, we know it from our ancestors. I knew my grandparents, they knew their parents, their grandparents. We know the whole Jewish people witnessed all the Esther Makkos and the Maimon HaSinai and everything. So we know that God exists. But the mitzvah is to always to keep it in the forefront of our mind. People usually mistranslate. So you're not allowed to mention the name of God in vain. That's not what it means. You're not allowed to mention Shem Hashem in vain. The Gemara in Temura has that. That's a different pasuk. As Hashem Alkecha Tira, Moira Hashem, Yiras Hashem dictates that we shouldn't mention Shem Hashem Levatola. Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola is a different thing. Means he shouldn't swear a shvuah shov. What is a shvuah shov? So the one shvuah shov is person swears that the sun is shining. Everybody sees. So the person swears the lights are on in the room. Everybody sees the lights are on. Or I swear the sun is not shining. I swear the lights are not on in the room. I swear something that's obviously true or obviously not true. So that's a shvuah shov. It's for nothing. He's swearing for nothing. Or a person swears he will not like tefillin tomorrow. Tomorrow is a regular day. You have to wear tefillin. A person swears he's not going to do a mitzvah. He's not going to say kiddush. He's not going to be etz a mitzvah. Nishba lebatlus ha-mitzvah is a shvuah shav because it's just not chal. So that's a shvuah shav. So that's when l'asis Hashem. So why does it say l'asis Hashem 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 alakecho? Why do they say l'asis shava? Some Rishonim say the Ran on the first page in the Dorm, based on Manal, the Ran quotes a machloikis. Some Rishonim hold that a shvuah is only shvuah b'Hashem or shvuah l'Hashem, only if you swear by God or you swear to God. Means, in a din Torah, let's say I swear I don't owe you the money, or you want to ascertain a fact, I swear that he stole the Gemara, whatever. I didn't steal it, he stole it, whatever. So you have to either swear by God, just like I believe in God, so too this is true. And if it's not true, it means that I'm saying that I don't believe in God. It's a serious shvuah b'Hashem. I swear to God. So if it's not true, I'm trying to fool God. So that makes the shvuah serious. When Rambam writes, when you say either shvuah l'Hashem or shvuah b'Hashem. So some Rishonim hold every shvuah needs Shem Hashem, and even if he didn't mention Shem Hashem, the Tur quotes his father, the Rosh, even if he didn't mention Shem Hashem, it's a yad. It's a yad means if you have an incomplete sentence, but everybody understands what the word is that's missing, so it's considered as if he said that word. So even though most people, when they say, I swear, they don't say, I swear by God, I swear to God, they don't say that, but it's self-understood, because they're not swearing b'Hashem, al-shua l'Hashem, then the shvuah is meaningless. What does it mean, I swear? Doesn't mean a thing. I swear by my life. Doesn't mean anything. I swear by God. Then you're saying something. So the Rosh is of the opinion that every shvuah has to have Shem Hashem, and even if he didn't say it, it's self-understood, midin yad. And the Rambam holds not exactly like that, but the Rambam holds there are two levels of a shvuah. Shvuah b'Hashem is a more serious shvuah. Shvuah without Shem Hashem is a less serious shvuah. So that's the first half of the pasuk. L'sisa Shem Hashem alakach l'ashav really means l'sishav ashvuah ashav. Then it says ki lo yenak Hashem esa sheisa es shemoy l'ashav. So Gemara is bothered with this. Why is it redundant? It should say ki lo yenak ki lo yenak oso Hashem. It's talking about one is l'sisa Shem alakach l'ashav. So it should end off, ki lo yenaka os Hashem, God will never forgive him. Why does it say, ki lo yenaka Hashem, esa shi, so shmoy lashov, That's a repeat. So that's what Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Lashav, lashav, trei zimne. Why does it say lashav? The second half of the pasuk implies that included in this laba, two lavin, not the swear of shvashav. I swear the sun is shining, I swear the sun is not shining. Everybody knows the sun is shining. So both of those are shvashav. And what if I swear about something that you don't know whether it's true? I swear I make $500,000. Shiva pays me a salary of $500,000. You don't know whether it's true. That happens that it's not true. They pay me more. Okay. So they pay me a little less. Okay. So if a person swears something that it's a lie, but you don't know it's a lie, it's not the public knowledge to everyone, that's an issue of shva sheker. So that's included. That's what the second half of the pasuk is referring to. And the Targum Onkelos writes like that. Rashi points out. The first half of the pasuk says, Lesemi yashmat Hashem alakoch le'magana. Magana means for nothing. Lashav. Arei lo yizake Hashem yasdeyem b'shmei l'shikra. So the Targum Onkelos holds that that's Pshutu Shal Mikra. Targum Onkelos usually doesn't quote the rushes of Torah Shabbat Peh. He just gives you the Pshutu Shal Mikra. So he puts into the Pshutu Shal Mikra, Lashav, Lashav, Trei Zimni, Meinu Inya Lashav, Tenehu Inya Lasheker. That the second time it says in the Pasuk Lashav, it really means Lasheker, doesn't mean Lashav. There was a Chassidish Rebbe who was known as the Bnei Yisoschar. His Rebbe told him that he was from Shevet Yisof. His Rebbe had Ruach HaKodesh. So he believed his Rebbe, so he called the Sefer Bnei Yisoschar. And he used to pronounce it Yisoschar. Usually we assume Rashi writes on Dirayamim. Pirush Rashi and Dirayam is probably not by Rashi, but the Pirush Rashi and Dirayam writes that Yisoschar is a kriyaksiv. It's written with two shins, and you pronounce it with one shin. But this Rebbe used to pronounce it with Tushin, so that's why he's known as the Bnei Yisoschar. So he wrote, Bnei Yisoschar is all Chassidus. Here and there it has a little halacha, but it's all Chassidus and Kabbalah. And he wrote another sefer, Derech Pikudecha. Mishnah Berurah quotes a little bit from the Derech Pikudecha and the Bir Halacha in one place. So in the Derech Pikudecha, it only goes to the middle of Mishpatim, only has 50 some odd mitzvahs, and it's a sefer on mitzvahs. He lists off the mitzvah and he divides every mitzvah into three parts, machshava, dibur, maisen. He tells you some of the dinim, some like a kitzur shulchan aruch of the mitzvah, he tells you some of the highlights. Then he tells you has some chidushei halachas of his, along the lines of the minchas chinuch, but not at all. Minchas chinuch is unbelievable. This is it's like 5% of the minchas chinuch, but nothing like the minchas chinuch. And then he has Machshava Dibur Maisa, and then he has one section where he gives Chassidus Kabbalah explanations for the mitzvahs. They don't know exactly why it ended in the middle of Mishpatim. The Chassidim are not sure, but they never wrote the rest, or the rest was lost. So on Lois Achmad, he quotes, I think he quotes from the Abarbanel on Mishlei. Is there Abarbanel on Mishlei? I think he quotes. The question is, Lois Achmad Eishes Reyecha. What if I see my neighbor has a wife who has a redhead, and wow, I fall in love with a redhead. I'm not going to try to get his wife. I fall in love with the beauty that she has, and I want to marry a redhead. I come to my neighbor. My neighbor just bought a new automobile, a snazzy automobile. I'm not going to try to negotiate to get the automobile. I'm going to go to the store to buy the same kind of automobile. Is that included in Lois Achmad? I'm not allowed to fall in love with that style person. So the Abarbanel has a chiddush. He quotes, it's on Mishlei. The Alshich. Not the Abarbanel. The Alshich has. Oh, thank you. So the Alshich says, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, you shouldn't look at Eishes Chadercha. I think the pasuk reads, "You shouldn't fall for her beauty." So the Alshech. So the pasuk implies not only if I try to get my neighbor's wife away from him, I fall in love with that style. That's also included in the issa. So the derech pikudecha is mesupik, whether that only applies to eishes reyecha mochamer, or even applies to his automobile. The Ben Ezra raises the question, how can a person control his emotions? A person can control his actions. I won't... The Rambam quotes from the Tanoim, from the Mechilta. and from the Sifrei. One is only a violation of the Sachmad if it's Boli De Maisa. If he just has a desire to take his neighbor's wife away, but he doesn't do anything about it, he's not in violation of the Sachmad. Because the Pasuk, the Tanoim prove it from the Pasuk, it says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll see all the Avodah Zarahs. How does it say? You shouldn't desire the Kesef Zav to take it. So the Tanaim show that the expression L'sachmed only applies if it leads up to the L'kachtoloch. If it doesn't lead to the L'kachtoloch, it's not called L'sachmed. But the Rambam says, but L'sisabe you violate. In V'eschanan, it says L'sachmed, then it says L'sisabe. So the Rambam writes, but you violate L'sisabe even if it's not Boli De Mais. So that's what the Ibn Ezra raises a question. A person can control his actions. Okay, so he won't do anything to get the neighbor's wife. How can he control his emotions? So the Ibn Ezra says that you can control your emotions. He says, would the farmer ever see the king's daughter and fall in love with the king's daughter and have a desire to marry the king's daughter? He's a farmer. He doesn't stand a chance. There's no havamin in the world. He's never going to fall for the king's daughter. He'll fall for a girl that it's bought the cheshbon. So we should all have in mind that whatever belongs to our neighbor is so remote from us, it's out of the question. It's lo bo b'cheshbon. You can control your emotions. It is possible for people to control their emotions if you have your priorities straight. The Rambam writes such a similar din, like that Ibn Ezra. The Rambam says when the Jewish soldiers go to battle, so the Moshoch Muhammad recites the parsha for them. So part of the parsha it says, Los Artsam Ipnehem, Los Siramehem, you shouldn't be afraid of the enemy. So the Rambam writes that if one of the Jewish soldiers will be afraid of the enemy, he's in violation of the law. That counts in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, that the soldiers will not be afraid. So the Ravid and others are Masig, the Ravid has Hasogas on the Minyan HaMitzvahs also. He said, that's a Haftocha. How can you say that there's a law, you shouldn't be afraid? He's in the middle of the war. He's afraid. How can a person control his emotion? The Rambam holds that a person can't control his emotions, like the Ibn Ezra writes over here. A very rich parsha. There's a lot to learn. Okay. I won't be able to give a shiur on Sunday. I'm going to be out of town. But believe that, I plan to be back on Monday. So we will continue this difficult Gemara that we left off.
Rebbe said that the Aruch HaShulchan maintains the morning. The Aruch HaShulchan says you should say Yiskadosh.